This is The Pillars of Bathurst with Dr. Robin McLaughlin and Brett Van Heekeren. The Pillars of Bathurst project is a cultural heritage memorial garden that commemorates past Bathurstians who've added something special to the story of Bathurst. These are their stories.
Hello and welcome to another edition of The Pillars of Bathurst with Brett Van Heekeren and Dr. Robin McLaughlin. Hello, Robin. Who is our Bathurst Pillars person today?
Hello, Brett. Well, today I'll be telling our listeners a story of William Astley, whose plaque describes him as a Federation activist.
I take it we're talking about the Federation of Australia. That was back in 1901. And when you say he was an activist, William Astley must have played some part in making a federation of the six colonies. That's the Commonwealth of Australia.
That's right, Brett. There's an important Bathurst connection with Astley's campaigning for federation. Now, to jog the memory of some of our listeners, they may recall a play we staged in BMEC back in 2001 during the centennial of federation, The City of the Plains.
Ah, yes, the Bathurst People's Federal Convention. Now, that was held here in 1896, I believe.
Spot on, Brett. That the convention actually happened and that it took the shape of a people's, not a politician's, convention can be credited to William Astley, the organizing secretary. And that it was held here in Bathurst is again thanks to Astley. Now, before I say more about William Astley and his Bathurst convention, I need to tell you a little about the man himself. William Astley was born in England and came to Australia with his parents in 1859 at the age of four. The family settled in Richmond in Victoria, near Melbourne. Astley began his lifelong career as a journalist by taking on the editorship of Richmond's newspaper, which he had helped establish. This is at the age of 21. Astley does not stay long, however, and what follows is a lifelong pattern of working for short periods for different newspapers in Victoria, Tasmania, and New South Wales, including Bathurst Free Press for a time in the mid-1890s. Now, through his journalism, one can see how Astley became a strong and well-informed supporter of Federation. He could be scathing in what he wrote about how the petty concerns of colonial politicians clouded their judgment on the Federation question, but while he might be their merciless critic in print, many of those same politicians, Edmund Barton to name one, paid close attention to Astley's newspaper writings about how a federated Australia was to be achieved and what shape it might take. Cranky he might be, but Astley was not dismissed as a crank, and especially not so by the public readership of the many newspapers that carried his columns. Astley believed, and passionately so, that the Australian people needed to become more directly involved in the process of shaping the new Australia. Their voices, their opinions, their aspirations needed to be heard.
I think I can see where this is heading, Robin. The People's Federal Convention held here in Bathurst.
That's where we're heading, Brett. But before we get there, I'd like to take a detour to tell you some more about William Astley. In his time, he was a popular short story writer, writing under the name of Price Waring. Price being his mother's maiden name, Waring being the Aboriginal name of his Sydney home. His stories were often about the old convict system and were set in places of extreme punishment, like Norfolk Island. His stark tales of punishment and suffering make for grim reading. Some compare his work with that of Edgar Allan Poe. But his tales are invariably sympathetic to the people caught up in the system. I think they may offer an insight into his character, that of someone who is watchful and suspicious of authoritarian systems, be it one of convict administration or colonial politicians, rogues ever ready to trample on the rights and liberty of the individual. However, William Astley was a bit of a rogue himself when it came to money. He was always short of money and would regularly offer an acquaintance a check in exchange for what he would say was an urgent need for some cash in hand. Friends who were wise to Astley knew that his check would bounce it presented to the bank. It was perhaps not meant as a scam on the part of Astley, but more of a face-saving way for him to ask you for a handout. A famous story is how he conned a substantial sum of money out of J.F. Archibald, the famous editor of the Bulletin. Archibald regularly published Astley's writings. So one day, Astley arrived in Archibald's office with a bulky package, which he said was a finished manuscript. He showed Archibald a chapter from the package, and on the strength of it, asked for payment. After Astley departed with payment in hand, Archibald opened the package to find it contained nothing but blank sheets of paper. Astley would have expected Archibald to later forgive him, probably.
William Astley certainly looks to have been what might have been called a colourful character, a popular short story writer, a bit of a con man, skilled journalist, and a Federation activist.
That's all true, Brett. And this brings us to the Bathurst People's Federal Convention in November 1896. The idea of holding the convention in Bathurst was William Astley's. Bathurst was a Federation stronghold, and so the idea was quickly taken up. Keep in mind, Astley's proposed convention was to be different from nearly all other Federation conventions, the ones you may have read about in school. This one was to be organized for the Australian people to have their say, and not for the usual load of politicians to give their usual speeches and end up not really getting much done. In late September 1896, William Astley was elected to be the convention's organizing secretary. He immediately got down to work. The date set for when this national convention was to begin was only 2 months away, the 16th of November. Now, Brett, this is before emails and internet or radio and television or even before a fully functioning telephone system. Astley had only the telegraph and the postal service for contacting directly other Australian Federation groups. But he did have access to a nationwide system of newspapers to put the convention's call into every town across the continent. And his well-known name went out on those calls to gather in Bathurst. William Astley pulled it off. Some 220 invited guests and delegates from other Federation groups journeyed to Bathurst by coastal steamer, railway, and buggy, and possibly even on bicycle, to attend our People's Convention. Only a handful may have made it from Tasmania and Western Australia, but those colonies were represented in Bathurst.
That's some achievement. I mean, we would seriously be challenged today organising a previously unheld national event in Bathurst, ready to go within 2 months.
I agree. And once here, the delegates set to work, going through the 1891 draft constitution, clause by clause, to deliver a people's verdict on what the politicians had drawn up.
So was that the plan then, to work through the constitution being set out for Australia's Federation? Did they find it wanting?
Well, they certainly had many comments to offer on the proposed constitution and differing opinions on what was wanted. There was a motion put to change the draft constitution to allow for Australia having a democratically elected head of state, an elected governor general, rather than one appointed by the Queen. The motion was soundly defeated, with the addition of 3 cheers for Her Majesty. Too radical an idea, I guess. More acceptable among the delegates was the motion put for a democratically elected Senate, rather than having an appointed Senate, as was provided for in the draft constitution. This was the first time this idea had been made public by 2 delegates from Victoria, and the motion was passed. Definitely an idea for its time. So, thanks to William Astley's convention, Bathurst is the birthplace of the proposal for our having an elected Senate.
So where was William Astley when the delegates were debating Australia's future constitution? Did he join in? He must have had some good ideas to contribute.
Alas, poor William Astley. He worked so hard to make the convention the success it became. Brett, I regret to tell you, William Astley missed most of the convention. On the morning of the second day, he was arrested for having obtained £15 under false pretenses from a Sydney journalist, who most certainly was not a friend. Astley was immediately remanded to Sydney, and he literally left on the next train. It was an intentional, cruel act by this journalist.
Was that the end of William Astley and his link with Bathurst?
With the convention, pretty much so. But he returned in 1901 to help in Bathurst's bid to become the first federal capital by writing a promotional booklet, Bathurst, the Ideal Federal Capital. I think William Astley had a soft spot for Bathurst. Now, I should remind our listeners that we have an outdoor artwork about the Bathurst People's Federal Convention of 1896. It's called From the Floor. It's on Howick Street near the Fossil and Mineral Museum. A feature to look for is the large glass panel with the names engraved in an alphabetical order of all the delegates and guests who attended, including William Astley. Brett, I regret to say the story of William Astley does not end happily. Troubled by poverty and recurrences of mental illness, William Astley died at the Rookwood Benevolent Asylum in 1911. In Bathurst, we remember William Astley, our Federation activist, with his plaque on the Bathurst pillars.
You have been listening to one of the stories behind the Pillars of Bathurst, presented by Dr. Robin McLaughlin. This series was produced in the studios of 2MCE FM.